The Times, so we'll start straight away. A couple of notices. This book, Jesus Unmasked, you will find, as Bruce has pointed out, that it would be a good one to give to people who don't know Jesus, or in fact who deny that there is a Jesus. It could be used for evangelism, in other words. So he's been and bought a lot more. They're there on the table outside. So if you think you could give them to someone, would you please take them? Next Sunday, we'll be looking at John's vision of what he saw on the throne and around the throne. We'll be worshipping God, as we should be. But now over to Richard and Jilly.
So, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
So, we got a wonderful theme today about unity, but also looking at who we are in Jesus. And I was just struck by the words in Be Thou My Vision, Be Thou My Wisdom, Be Thou My True Word. I ever with thee, thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. And everything else comes from that, doesn't it? So I thought it would be good to sing this. This is a rip-roaring version, just to warn you.
Surprise.
You may need to get on your feet if you can.
Thank you.
we're going to continue with As We Are Gathered. Jesus is here.
Now we come to prayer. Let us pray. Lord our God, you are wonderful. You are great. You are loving. You are caring. You are the one true and only living God. And we come to praise you. We come to thank you. And we come to pray for the world that you have created. A world that has changed very much since you first created it. But Lord, we thank you for your creation. We thank you for the beauty of it. We thank you for the wonder of it. We thank you for all that it means to us. But Lord, we pray for people in authority in all nations. You know, Lord, that they need your wisdom. They need your guidance desperately. And so we pray for them, Lord, that you would seek to help them as they lead the nations that they are responsible for. We pray for our own country. We pray for all in authority. Again, Lord, may they know your guidance. But Lord, we know that there are many things happening which are not in accordance with your will. We know the situation between Russia and Ukraine. Oh Lord, there are other situations too that make us sad. But Lord, what we pray for is peace and unity and harmony throughout your world. And anyone, Lord, who is not creating that, we pray that they will have a change of heart and that they will use their authority in a wonderful and peaceful way instead of a destructive way. Lord, we thank you for your church throughout the world. We thank you for your church in our own country. And we ask, Lord, that we might all be your servants, that the ministry that we perform will be a servanthood ministry. We want to seek to praise you. We want to seek, Lord, to increase your kingdom. You have given to us the responsibility of being your ambassadors. Give us the courage, Lord, to speak to people that don't know you or deny you. Let us do all that we can to let more and more people know about the truth of your love. For you are a saving God. You are an eternal God. You are a powerful God. And we want to see your kingdom extended again and again. So, Lord, have your way in this world. Be with us as we gather this morning. Be with our families, be with our friends, be with those that we are concerned for. Lord, we may not mention them by name, but you know, Lord, you know who we love, you know who we're concerned about, you know, Lord, who we want to pray for. Lord, we bring all of our family, friends, all those we're concerned for to you this morning. And Lord, we bring ourselves. We have no secret from you. You know all about us. But Lord, will you be our strength? Will you be our wisdom? And Lord, may we be empty of self and full of the Spirit so that you can use us in your service. These and all our prayers we ask in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen.
So we're going to sing "There is a Redeemer." And it's that reminder in that lovely chorus. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. So we're never alone. Jesus is always with us.
Precious Lamb of God, Messiah. I pray that all of them may be in one. Father, just as you are in me and I in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent us. No, sent us.
Thank you.
So we're going to sing, "You are the vine, we are the branches."
To read on a little bit more than you heard from Graham this morning. May they be brought to to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me and made you known to them, and will continue to make you known in order that the love that you have for me may also be in them, and that I myself may be in them. All part of that wonderful prayer of Jesus. Come to the word. May I just say that when my week with Neil and Karen is over, that next Sunday, the one after next week, 2 weeks today, I'm going to back to Salem in London to conduct the funeral of a great friend of mine. Their present minister doesn't mind at all. He's very, very gracious, and I conducted the service for this chappie's wife about a year ago, I suppose now, and probably with Dean, Graham's son, driving Eunice and I up. We're going to go up on the Sunday, take the funeral on the Monday, and then drive back. So I won't be here 2 weeks today, but, and this is why I'm asking, I ask you to pray for Richard and for Gilly, because they're going to do the service. Gilly's going to share the message. She didn't know we were going to ask her this until this morning, but pray for that week, and pray for us going to London. I don't think in 2 days. I used to drive up and back in 1 day, but I don't think I could do that. So I'm very glad that Dean has offered. Right, now we come to this maybe very different kind of message. You'll see, though, from the reading that in one God's word. But I don't know whether any of you watch the soaps, do you? Well, we're going to have our own soap. In widening gap, getting wider and wider. Here we go. First of all, St. Barnabas Church of England. That Barnabas. There is no communion for the Roman Catholics. Why? It's a tit for tat battle, because the Roman Catholics won't let the Anglicans go up for communion, not in that area. As the established church in this country, the vicar says, we are the true church because the Queen is our head. How wrong they get, eh? Who's the head of the church? God. Right. The next one is St. Thomas Roman Catholic Church. And here we have the Reverend Father Peter Superior. Keen to bring people to, he's a doubting person, just like doubting Thomas. And so are his congregation. In fact, they doubt the validity of any other church. They think we're the church. Then there's the New Life Church. We have the Reverend Dr. Walter Allwright. He is keen to bring people to Jesus. But unfortunately, they think only are really born again. And if you were not baptized, are seeing lives. They want joint worship with the Muslims. After all, they say, we all worship the same God. And Mohammed was a prophet just like Jesus. And can I just say there a footnote to that? Neil and I went to the local Methodist church in London for a meeting of all churches. And when Neil went to ask a question, the speaker was a tutor at the Methodist Training College. And she said, oh, I've heard about you two. And she went on to say that there was no difference between the Muslims and us. We all worship the same God. So why am I doing this? Because it is true among our churches that there are these terrible problems. Right, then we go to the Broadway United Reformed Church. Their minister is the Reverend Frank Sufficient. The local hospital often get confused, and so do the public, because of the use of their initials. United Reformed Church, URC, RC Roman Catholic. And people do get confused. I've been invited to the hospital to see someone. I was the URC representative, but when I got there, it was the Roman Catholic family. But fortunately, that family accepted me and we prayed together. Then there's the King's Pentecostal Church. The minister, the Reverend Neil Never. To be accepted in this church, you must speak in tongues. The emphasis is on charismatic worship rather than on studying the Word of God. And then there's the Grace Free Evangelical Church. There we have Pastor Nicodemus Upchurch. And he was known as the local, this was known as the local Free Church. But it was very exclusive. A middle class congregation that does not see its work as reaching out to people in need, or even with the good news. They say the Lord will bring the increase. It's very unfortunate that these things that we have said do happen in some of our churches, and we must not say it doesn't, because it does, unfortunately. But you heard in verse 21, Jesus prays that all of them may be just one, as you are in me and I am in you. And it goes on to say, may they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. And I suppose there are some people that could take that and say, oh, well, there you are, got to accept everyone. That's not what the Word of God says. Yes, there are some different doctrines, but our Lord will deal with them. We need to work together where we can, but we cannot, we must not compromise the truth of God's word. We must not. But before we can expect unity between our different churches, there must surely be unity within our local churches. And that's the challenge to each one of us. You know, I wonder what the Lord thinks of all our divisions. They are man-made. In heaven, my friends, there will be no divisions. There will be no denominations. We will all be one. But we will be one in accordance to God's word. We will be his people. We will be his servants. And we will not have what we've heard happening in some churches today. We need to pray for churches that haven't got the word of God correctly. I mean, when I sat in that Methodist church and heard what I heard, yes, in that area, we talked to people of other faiths, but we talked to them about our Saviour. We talked to them about Jesus. We talked to them about the way, the truth, and the life, only through Jesus. Yes, we can have time for other people, but we do not compromise the word of God. Amen. Next week will be more serious, and I hope we're going to be very uplifted in worship. Thank you, Richard.
Yeah. So we're going to sing Jesus Stand Among Us at the Meeting of Our Lives. And it says, join our hearts in unity and take away our fear. Then we're going to go into, Lord of the Church, we pray for our renewing. And one of the verses says, Lord of the Church, we long for our uniting. So we'll go from one to the other.
Jesus stands among us at the meeting of our lives. We are sweet agreements at the meeting of our lives. Oh, Jesus. Take away our fear.
sorry, we have an extra
of that last hymn remind us of how important it is that within our churches we should be as one. One with Jesus. One with God's word. The true word of God. And I hope by sharing something was maybe a bit of a joke that I didn't name churches, I gave you fictitious churches, but believe you me, that kind of thing goes on. And I want you to know it because I want you and I want myself to pray that the church will become one. you know, when I think about what's happening in some churches, I think that Jesus must be very upset, because it is not what was founded by Jesus that we should be one of which Jesus is the head. That's why scripture says we are the body, he is the head. We need to be one with each other. Amen. Now let us say the grace together.
Fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.